Okay, so we are back for the second section here of this tutorial on the TS-480 SAT. And where we left off, we had finished the main keypad, the enter key, which is the bottom right of that standard telephone-looking keypad. Now, as you move to the right of that keypad, you have at the bottom, immediately to the right of the enter key, there are two other buttons. And then above them, there's a diamond-shaped set of buttons. And beyond that, we have several other controls and buttons. We will begin with the button to the immediate right of the enter key. And that is the fine-tuning and step adjustment button. When you turn that on, when you short press it, high, low, on and off, that turns on fine tuning, which slows down the tuning rate of the main tuning dial. And the main tuning dial is a large knob with sort of a thumb hole in it. Very nice, comfortable tuning knob. It's sort of on the right. It's beyond this keypad, along the same level on the control panel. So when you short press this button, as I said, it's fine tuning. When you long press it, it is a step adjustment.
Step 10 kilohertz.
And you heard it say step 10 kilohertz. Now, what that does is when you are in VFO mode, the multi-control that we've used for making adjustments to menus and so on can be used to adjust your frequency. Instead of using the tuning dial, you can use that multi-control. And as I said, it's a click adjustment control. When you turn it, it has all these click positions, detents, I think is what they call those. Let's check our frequency by pressing the speech button.
VFO A 14.26011.
Okay, now we're set to 10 kilohertz. So what happens if we turn this multi-control once to the right?
VFO A 14.27000.
So we went up 10 kilohertz. Press it, turn it again to the right.
VFO A 14.28000.
Now let's adjust it. Let's long press that button, the step button.
Step 10 kilohertz. 5 kilohertz. 2.5 kilohertz. 1.
I've got it set at 1 kilohertz now. So let's see where we are.
VFO A 14.28000.
Turn it left.
VFO A 14.27900.
Okay, so we moved 1 kilohertz. So that's what that step button does.
Step 1 kilo. 2.5 kilohertz. 1.
Not sure why it does that, but anyway.
5 kilohertz.
On 1, it doesn't seem to announce the full kilohertz. But we know that's what it is. Okay, so that's what that button is, and that's once again the button to the right of the enter key. Now the button to the right of that is a scan control button. That is used for scanning. If you want to use this radio, does have scan features, much like you find in scanners, you know, VHF type scanners. If you short press that button, it will look for a signal and it'll stop when it gets there, and you can press that scan button again to stop it. If you long press that scan button, there are scan groups, which I have not set, but there are 10, I think there are 10 scan groups for VFO, and I think there are maybe 10 more channel scan groups for memory. Let's just press it, long press it.
VFO scan group 0 off.
Now, let's just turn the volume up a little bit. Let's just press short scan and see if we get to a signal.
14.28305 VFO A 14.28305
Okay, it sort of found something and then kept going. So that's what that does. If you short press it, I think if you then press it again, it stops. I've not had a lot of experience with that scan function. Now, above those buttons is a sort of diamond-shaped or cross with four buttons. And these buttons are used for controlling the digital signal processing. The number, the button immediately to the right of keypad number 6, in other words, the left side of this cross, is used to control digital noise reduction. And I am going to long press that for you, and you can hear.
NR1 auto.
So right now it's set to NR1. When you short press it, there's noise reduction 1, noise reduction 2, and off. Here's noise reduction 2. See, it really tightens the filter. I'm going to press it again, and it's completely off. And if you long press it now, nothing will happen because nothing's turned on. If you short press it, noise reduction 1, and we long press that for you. I'm going to press it again. Two beeps. We're in noise reduction 2. Long press.
NR220.
Okay. 20. And those are settings, once again, can be changed with the multi-control. Now, that's for noise reduction. That's digital noise reduction filter. Now, up above, at the top of the cross, should be kind of to the right of keypad 3, but further over, is DNL. And that's if you short press it, it's a toggle. And you hear it changes the sound a little bit when you turn it on and off.
DNL level 2.
You long press that, it tells you DNL level 2. Okay. Now, moving to the button which is on the right side of the cross, which is right across from the noise reduction button, and these are the high and low cut. There's high cut, low cut, and off. And if you short press and you go to one of them, you can set a value and then short press it again. And there's no long presses on this button. Here we go. High cut.
High cut. 3400.
That sets sort of the frequency cutoff. And you can use multi to change that.
low cut, 100.
And that's low cut. I pressed it again.
High cut, 3, 4, low cut.
So it just toggles around when you short press it. And when you're in one of those, you can make the adjustment and press it again and move on to the next one. And when you hear the low tone, then you're back to normal. Now going to the bottom of that diamond or cross shape, the button which is right above, oh, it's kind of right above and into the center of the two buttons that we described earlier, the step and scan buttons. That button has two functions. When you are in CW mode, that button is used for auto-tuning. It'll target your CW so that you're transmitting right on in line with the signal that you're wanting to work. I don't know if I can find one that I can demonstrate. I'm going to go to 30 meters to see.
10.1088.
I'm going to press that and see if it'll actually tune. Okay, it didn't tune. Signal's not strong enough. But, okay.
14.274425.
If you're not interested in CW, though, this does also have a function when you are in sideband or AM even. If you find a steady tone that's interference, like a beat tone, that button can be used to remove a tone. Let's see if I can find one. Okay. It may take this out. Now you can hear that tone in the background. I'm going to press that key at the bottom of the cross. Sort of took it out. Press it a second time, it's a more severe filter. And now I'll press it again to turn it off. And then that tone came back. Takes it out. Okay, so that pretty well shows you that tone filter. That's a digital beat cancel is what I think they call that. It's a beat cancel filter. Now, that finishes up the DSP, digital signal processing group. And as we move now to the right, we are approaching the main tuning dial. And to the left of the main tuning knob, there are three buttons vertically. And to the right of it, there are four. Now, the three buttons is what we'll start with. The top of those three buttons, near the top edge, just below the display screen, that is the mode button. And the modes are in pairs. When you short press the mode button, it cycles between CW, sideband, RIDI, and AM, AM and FM. When you long press that button, it moves within the in each of these modes. It chooses a sub-mode or alternate mode. For example, in sideband, it goes between upper and lower. In CW, it goes between CW and CWR. and RIDI and RIDI reverse when you're in data, and AM and FM. Now, I'm in sideband right now, so if I short press the mode, I think it's going to go to CW, and the announcements are not in speech. They are in Morse code.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
It said C, which is CW. I'm going to long press it here, and you'll see it. It'll say CWR, so it goes to the opposite side of the CW beat.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
Now I'm going to go back to regular CW.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
Okay. Now that's CW. I'll press it again.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
That's RIDI, and I'll long press it.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7. 1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
Now we'll go to AM.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
That's in AM mode. And I'll long press it and it'll go to FM.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7. 1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
Short press it, it'll go to sideband.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
I'll press it again, long press, and it will go to lower sideband.
1.4.3.0.0.8.7. 1.4.3.0.0.8.7.
Now, whenever you switch bands, the radio keeps track of the mode and frequency of whatever band that you're operating in, so that if I'm in 20 meters and I'm in sideband, and I switch over to 30 meters, whatever I was running in 30 meters previously, the last time I was there, that's what it'll be when I get back there again. And I come back to 20 meters, it'll be whatever it was when the last time I was using it. So each band, the radio recalls the frequency and the mode. The only thing that I believe does not change is the power. The only place you can change the power setting is between HF and VHF. So between 160 through 10, there's one power setting, and on 50 megahertz, 6 meters, there's another power setting. Likewise, the antenna setting, I believe, is controlled that way. So that's your mode button. If you move down below the mode button, the center of the three buttons, moving down, and once again, when I say up and down, the top is what's closest to the display screen. The middle button here, and this is to the left of the tuning dial, the middle button is the menu button. And when you press it, it'll tell you what menu you're in, and what the value is for that menu. It doesn't describe the menus to you. At the end of this tutorial, I will read off what the menu values are. Here's the menu button.
Menu 4861.
And that said menu 48, number 61. Menu 48 happens to be the menu that controls the programmable function key. PF key. That's menu 48. And right now it's set to 61, and 61 says the first speech output on the speech chip, speech channel 1. If you go to 62 and you do that by, in this case, you move from menu to menu by using the multi-control key, and you move to values within the menus by using the band buttons. And I haven't even told you about the band buttons yet, because they're on the right, along the right end of the control panel. But I'm going to move to selection number 62.
62.
So now if I press my speech, I'm still in menu mode.
F6.
Aha, it read out what it was. Now, let me
menu. 4862.
Okay, 48 is set to 62, and that's channel 2 of the speech output. And channel 2 of the speech output reads your S meter.
F6.
So there's a little bit of noise on the band today. Now I'm going to go back into the menu.
Menu 4862.
And I'm going to change back to 61.
61.
And I'm going to hit menu again to get out of the menu mode. And now when I press my speech button.
VFOA14.3008.
Okay, so now I am back. Now the third button down, below the menu button, we'll talk more about the menus later. The third button down is the megahertz button. The, one more thing on the menu button. I failed to tell you, the menu button does have a long press mode. The menu button, when you long press it, is a frequency lock. And I'll show you that right now.
Frequency lock on.
So now if I turn my regular tuning dial.
VFO. A14.29259. VFO A14.29259. VFO A14.29259.
I'm turning the multi-control, I'm turning the regular dial, and it's not moving the frequency, which is as it's supposed to be. Now I'll turn the lock back off.
Frequency lock off.
Okay. Now let's get back to the next button down, the bottom button in this row, and that's the megahertz step button. Now that's an interesting one, because what that does is, remember we said the multi-control can be used to change frequency, and the step determines the frequency adjustment. But there's another way to change the step function, and that is there's a megahertz and you toggle it on and off, and then the long press of that button adjusts the amount.
Megahertz step 0.1 megahertz 1 megahertz.
Okay, if you long press it,
megahertz step 1 megahertz.
I've got the megahertz step now set to 1 megahertz. So now if I toggle it on and off, and that's a short press, toggle it on, and now turn the multi-control and read out my frequency.
VFO A15.2925.4.
I'm now at 1.5 because I went up a megahertz. Switch back, move it left.
VFO. VFO A14.29256.
Okay, now I'm going to turn it off. So megahertz is off, and if I move it left now.
VFO A14.29000.
Move it up.
VFO A14.29500.
Okay. Now, let's go back and remind ourselves what we had our standard step set for.
Step 5, kilohertz.
Which makes sense. We moved from 90 to 95. We had it set at 5 kilohertz. So that is that set of buttons. Now, let's move. The next thing that you have is the main tuning control. And it is a dial. Nice feeling, heavy dial. There's a small thumb hole on it. And underneath that dial, or below it, there's sort of a slide control that you can use your finger to sort of, it slides around the lower portion of the dial, and it adjusts the torque. When you move it to the right, the torque is heavier. When you move it all the way to the left, it's light. So the dial can be easier or more rigid to turn, to tune it. Now, to the right of the tuning dial, there are four buttons that vertical buttons. They go along the right side of the tuning dial. And the top button of these four, these are memory-related buttons, memory and VFO. The top is the memory in, they call it, button, which is what stores information into the memory. And the next button is, let's just stay on the first button for a minute. The first button is memory in. When you short press it, it's quick memory. When you long press it, it's standard memory. The radio has 100 standard memories. And to illustrate memory in on short press for quick memory, let's check our frequency.
VFO A. 14.29916.
I just short pressed the memory in button for quick memory. Now I'm going to change my frequency and show you. I'm going to
VFO A 14.28955.
Okay. Now, if I short press the second button down, that is a memory, quick memory recall. And what it actually does is it lists your quick memories. There are 10 quick memories, and when you store, all you do is you press it, and it stores it in, and puts it in the first memory, and it moves the last thing you stored into the second memory. And then the oldest thing you stored is dropped off, if there are more than 10. So the second memory button here is, the second button down is, if you short press it, is quick memory recall. So let's do that.
Quick memory 0 A 14.29916.
Now, if I just press that again, let's see what happens.
VFO.
It goes back to the VFO.
VFO A 14.28957.
Okay, so, and as you might have recalled, that first memory that it showed is what I had stored in the quick memory. Now back to the top button. If you long press the top button, it allows you to store a frequency into memory. And the way it does that is it lists your memories. It brings up the memory channels. Let's do it.
Memory in 0614.27418.
So currently in memory 6, and again you use your multi-control to move back and forward.
0510000043.90503. 0506. 14.07 blank.
Now I went to a blank memory. And what I'm going to do now is press, long press the first button again.
VSOA 14.28956.
Okay, that's where I am. Now, if I press the memory in button.
Memory in 0714.28956.
Okay, so we know we've now got that stored in there. The third button down actually is where you can toggle between VFO and memory. And I'm going to show you that long pressing it toggles VFO to memory. Let's go there a minute.
Channel 0714.28956.
Now when you're in this mode, if you change, it actually moves you to those frequencies.
0 6 1 0 5 1 0.0000.
Yeah, I just moved to the National Bureau of Standards frequency. Now I'm going to go back where I was.
0714.28956.
And these memories memorize your frequency and your mode, so you can store, you know, if you're in CW on a frequency and you want to get to that later, you can get it from memory. Now, when you're in memory like this, you can actually work. And if I press the PF key, the function key, to read out where I'm at, it'll show me.
Channel 0714.28956.
It shows me that I am in memory channel instead of saying VFO. And it tells me what frequency. Now, memory, the second button, which when short pressed was used to recall quick memory, when you long press that button, it will copy wherever you are that information into the VFO and set your VFO, whatever your current VFO is, A or B, it'll set that to where your current transceiver configuration. In this case, let's read where we were.
Channel 0714.28956.
Now I'm going to long press the second button.
VFO A 14.28956.
So now I'm on VFO A again, and I'm back to where I was. If I long press number the third button,
channel 0,
long
seven,
press it again,
VFO,
so that toggles between VFO
and
memory.
9, 5, 6.
Now, if you short press that third button, remember I'm saying the third button, it's the third button down along the side, the right side of the tuning dial. If you short press that, it toggles to VFO B.
B. 7.18500.
So B is right now. The second VFO is set to the 40-meter band.
A 14.28952.
Now the fourth button down kind of works in conjunction. These buttons all kind of work together. If you short press the fourth button, it says copy the current VFO configuration to the other VFO. We know that VFO B was set to the 7 megahertz band, and we are now on VFO A on the 14 megahertz 20 meter band, as you'll hear.
VFO A 14.28966.
Now I'm going to short press the fourth button. And now I'm going to short press the third button to switch to VFO B.
B 14.28956. six, six. A, 1, 4, 2, 8, 9, 6, 6.
Now you can see that A and B are synchronized because short pressing the fourth button copied the memory A to memory B. And if I were in B and did that, it would copy B to A. Now, long pressing that fourth button is the split mode, and that's used particularly if you're working FM and using a repeater where your input and output frequencies differ. And what you would do is you'd set one VFO for your transmit frequency and one for your receive frequency, and whichever one you're receiving on, that becomes the receiving VFO, and then when you transmit, it transmits from the other one. I'm going to do a split now. I'm going to long press the fourth button.
S A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0, 1, 1.
And it says S A because it's split. Now I'm going to press the short press the third button again to switch from VFO A to B.
S B 1, 4, 2, 8, 9, 5, 6. S.
Okay, now I'm back to SA. Now I'm gonna long press the fourth one again and get out of split mode.
A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0, 2, 1.
Now, just to show you a little bit how split works, I'm gonna go to VFO B.
B 1, 4, 2, 8, 9, 5, 6.
Okay, let's say I want to actually receive on this frequency and transmit on another one. I'm going to move to another frequency.
VFO B 1, 4, 2, 9, 7, 2, 1.
So let's say I wanted to transmit on that frequency and receive on the 189 frequency. I'm going to switch back to VFO A. Show you here.
A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0, 2, 2.
Okay, there's A.
B 1, 4, 2, 9, 7, 2, 5.
Okay, back to A.
A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0, 2, 2.
Now, if I split, I'm going to long press the fourth button.
S A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0.
So the 14.290 something, if I were to transmit now, I would actually be transmitting on 14.297 because I'm split. Now, if I switch to SB, here we go, I'm going to switch to VFOB.
SB 1, 4, 2, 9, 7, 2, 5.
Now I would be receiving on 297 and transmitting on 14.290. Switch back.
S-A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0, 2, 3.
Okay, now I'm going to turn off split.
A 1, 4, 2, 9, 0.
Now I'm going to short press, well, let's see.
V.
Let me just get to a frequency here that I want to be.
VFO A 1, 4, 2, 8, 8, 1, 0. VFO
okay.
A 1, 4, 2, 7, 5, 2, 3.
Okay, now I'm going to short press the fourth button to copy and synchronize the VFOs. Now if I hit VFO A to B, I'm going to hit to B.
B 1, 4, 2, 7, 5, 2, 3. A 1, 4, 2, 7.
Okay, I silenced it, and the way I did that, by the way, is I just slightly turned the tuning control. If you change the frequency or a setting actually while it's speaking, it'll stop because you're basically interrupting it by changing a setting. And so it can't tell you where you are because you're not there anymore. Okay, let's go now to the right of these four buttons. Those are the memory buttons. And beyond that, you have on the right end of the control panel, you have the second knob set, which looks identical to the volume and squelch knob set on the left end. And this is, once again, the multi-control knob set. The knob that extends out is the multi-control. The ring, in this case, is actually a bandpass IF, intermediate frequency bandpass. I'll just let you see what it sounds like. As I rotate that ring now, there's a detent that tells you where it is when it's right in the middle. If I turn it right, you can hear the bandpass goes up. Now it's centered. And now I can go left, and the bandpass drops down. That's another aid you can use at times in interference. Now, above that knob set, somewhat, there's a horizontal, there's two buttons horizontally, and the left button has a little bit of an indent in it, like a finger hole. These are the band buttons that I've talked to you about. And just to illustrate again, if I press the left one, which is the one that's got a slight indent in it.
10.10777.
That's the 30 meter band. Now I'm going to press it right.
14.27579.
Back to the 20 meter band. And of course it remembers where you were when you left.
18.13454.
17 meters. Back to 20 we go.
14.27579.
Okay, and now we get to really the last part of the main buttons and controls on this control panel, and that is the incremental tuning. And the incremental tuning, on the upper right corner of the control panel, there's a knob, which is for incremental tuning. And then to the left of it, there are three small buttons. This whole section here is right above the band buttons. The top of these three buttons, toward the top edge of the control panel, is a reset button, which does, it's not going to work if you don't have one of the other ones turned on, but you'll hear what it sounds like. They're turned off, so it doesn't do anything. The bottom button in that little three button group turns on receive incremental tuning. I'm going to turn it on. Now, let's note our frequency.
VFO A 14.27579.
Now let's turn, tune a little bit with the, I'm actually tuning with the incremental tuning knob.
VFO A 14.27710.
Turning it some more.
VFO A 14.27747.
Okay, now where's our VFO set? Well, you can either turn it off. Let's turn that bottom button, press it again. Off, on, off. Okay, now with it off, let's see where it...
VFO A 14.27579.
Turn the RID on.
VFO A 14.27747.
Okay, so it remembered where I moved it to. Now, the top button, as I said, is a clear. It'll clear the RIT and it'll set it back to the VFO frequency. Let's see what it does.
VFO A 14.27579.
Okay, now let's turn it off. Bottom button.
VFO A 14.27579.
Turn it on.
VFO A 14.27579.
Okay. Now, the central button, the one in the middle of those three, is the transmit incremental tuning. I've never really felt comfortable with that, because then you don't know really what frequency you're transmitting on. Now, you can do that. And, of course, that works the same way if you turn it on, and then you turn the incremental tuning knob, it will change the frequency of the transmitter. It will not change the receiver. Let's turn it on.
VSO A14.27579.
I'm turning it now.
VSO A14.27579.
Now I'm going to clear it and turn it off. I've not used that, so I don't know really how you help yourself to really know what frequency you're on for transmit when you do that. There's probably some uses for that. I would probably prefer to use split if I had to do that, but I guess one thing you can do is, if you're preferring to listen somewhere and you're transmitting and you need to adjust your transmit frequency slightly, you could use that, but I'd rather do it on the receive side. I personally don't use incremental tuning very much at all. But it's there if you want it. And that basically concludes the main part of the tutorial. That gives you a good overview, I think, of all of the buttons on the radio. And in the next section, what we're going to do is we're just going to go through the menus. And I'll see you there.